800 855 453. That's the SACL toll free call in line here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733. You can call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about here on Free Talk Live. That's how we do it. It's Mark with you.
And Stephanie.
And on Free Talk Live, we also give you archives. Archives for free. All those other talk shows out there, at least the commercial talk shows, they're charging you for archives. You've got to join their little Mouseketeer Club if you want to get involved. And we certainly have one. It's called the AMP program.
I was going to say. You even have a theme song. Mark made it up.
Well, I don't remember what it was, but I remember I used to sing the little mouse, M-I-C. That's,
yeah.
I didn't make that up.
R-E-E-T-A.
So, but yeah, archives.freetalklive.com. You can go there and get shows going back to late 2006 for free. Archives.freetalklive.com. Of course, the last 7 days of the show are still available at freetalklive.com, and you can listen to them, you know, there just by clicking. And there's all kinds of different options to listen to the show. We try to make it so easy, but, you know, there's so many different options.
The SoundCloud is so cool, too, now, where the archives are. You can comment within the file.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen a lot of songs where people do that, like, oh, yeah, nice drop or whatever. But on Free Talk Live, I'm sure the comments are a little different.
Yes, they are.
Mark's crazy. Stephanie's out of her mind.
All those same things. Archives.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Mike. Calling in from Los Angeles. Mike, are you, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, this is Mike from Wisconsin.
Wisconsin, okay. I don't know how you got Los Angeles. They got Los Angeles out of that.
Okay. You know, my concern is over with Scott Walker and everything in our state.
You guys are having a recall. Is that right?
Yes. That's going to be on Wednesday or Tuesday, I believe. But the thing that's irritating me about it is we hired him to do a job. Now you got all these outside powers coming in and trying to push and manipulate the state to go a different way. And I just find it irritating. I mean, even as far as having Clinton come to Milwaukee, it's just ridiculous.
But isn't that kind of politics, though? I mean,
what's the situation? Is this is a governor who's being what?
He was the center of a large debate regarding public sector and unions.
This is the teachers in the school.
Teachers were a large section of it.
Yeah.
Go right ahead, Mike.
And where he instead of laying people off, he cut back salary, cut back the benefit for the public employee sector. The state employee sector. Well, now, I don't understand why they're getting all irritated with that. It's better to have a job than no job. Even, you know, and it's just the thing. I myself, I'm a commercial vehicle driver, and I find that I am anti-union as far as that goes.
So are you a Teamster?
No way. I have been in my past, but prime example, if I get to a stop, I might have 18, 21 pallets on my truck.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if I get to a stop, you could tell which ones are the union and which ones are the non-union.
How so?
The non-union stop, I could get unloaded easily within an hour. Union stops could last 4 or 5 hours, same product, same material, everything.
Why is that? What's the difference?
Well, the difference is when you got a union dock worker, you got one guy that's got to take it off the truck. Another guy's got to come by and pick up that pallet. Bring it around because the forklift driver on the dock ain't allowed to run through the production area.
So it's kind of protectionism for people's jobs. Everybody has to have a job.
Well, everybody's got to have a job. True, but exactly where's the company's profits going when they're paying two people to do the same amount of job twice as long as it would take one guy to do?
Sure. I mean, you know, if you're wondering if the same guy can come in with a hand truck and, you know, get the stuff out of your truck and haul it into the warehouse and put it up himself versus, you know, how many guys does it take to, you know, offload it with a forklift, drop it down, then another forklift picks it up and that kind of thing.
Well, and, you know, there are several grocery stores here in New Hampshire, but there's only one which is non-union. And it has the cheapest price. I mean, the prices are unbeatable. You know, the other ones are all up around a certain level. This one undercuts everybody. But you do have to wonder, I mean, like, I'm concerned about people and how they're treated at work, right? I would like people to be able to have a pleasant experience at work, you know, so I care about their so-called worker rights or, sure. or whatever, but I don't know if, like, unions, especially the form that they're in today, when a lot of the negotiations they do involve the state, right, are serving that purpose, you know, and historically there has been some sort of violent tactics used by unions, you know, that, like, they...
Oh, and by employers, too. I mean,
yes,
historically,
exactly.
There have been all those things. I wonder whether... Go ahead, Brett. Go ahead, Mike.
When I was a union, when I was a Teamster, I'm not going to say the name, but I wore a brown uniform. But the thing is, when you were in the truck, when I was a Teamster, if a box weighed anything more than 70 pounds, I could not touch that box, even though I was fit, ready. I could move it. I had to stop everything, go across the plant, find the manager, and the manager had to come into the trailer to unload that box.
The manager had to lift it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Managers, supervisors are non-union.
Yeah,
supervisors at a lot of places are non-union, but me being a union, at the time I was working on a dock, so I'd unload the trailers. Well, I came across a box weighing more than 55 pounds. I could not touch that box.
Was it 55 or 70?
70 pounds. 70 pounds.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Okay. No problem.
And you see them with the yellow. They all have to have like a yellow stamp, you know, a yellow sticker on there. Overweight, 70 pounds, 75 pounds, whatever. But if it was in the trailer, I had to stop unloading, walk all around till I found my immediate supervisor. He had to come back in just to slide that box 40-something feet down and slide it down his chute.
So,
now, not only did that cause me time to not work, it caused the guy behind me who I was putting all the products on the belt, the belt was going up to him,
yeah.
He would throw everything out by zip code.
And
stops production
now,
completely.
Often it's in employees who actually deal directly with the processes, like with the workflow, that know the most efficient way to do it. And if that decision is sort of taken out of their hands, then it can lead to some inefficiencies for sure.
Yeah, we weren't allowed to do it. That was the game book they had, and you had to follow it. Because I was in violation of the union.
So my question is... what your concern was is outside influences being involved in the gubernatorial race in Wisconsin. And I'd say there's all kinds of outside influences on both sides, and that's how politics is in all states. I mean, you know, there's...
Often they're indiscriminate about which...
People on the other side of this issue from you, Mike, would say, you know, what about Alec? Alec is this terrible, monstrous organization that they've pinpointed recently, or whatever, that's been in politics for 30 years. And, you know, they're behind Scott Walker. And they're bad. You know, last year it was the Koch brothers, and the year before, who knows what it was. Sure.
Personally, in my opinion, I'm rooting for Walker, and I didn't vote for him last time. But this time I am. And I think, in my theory, luckily, a lot of the kids, and most of the people who are raising all the ruckus were from the University of Madison. The kids, they were there just to fill the void and make ruckus and make waves, being young and dumb. And,
there were a lot of union workers involved, too, though. I mean, there were teachers who were out there protesting, right?
Well, you're right. But now, most of the support was coming from the college itself. And now they're down for the summer, so they're going to be out of town. They're not going to care about what's going on with Walker or and as far as them throwing a Democrat, I don't even know anything about him. I lived in the state for years.
Hmm.
He's some Democrat, some mayor out of Milwaukee. That's all I know.
Yeah, I've heard he's the mayor from Milwaukee. Mike, I appreciate the call. Thanks for calling in on Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733. When it comes to unions, I think that people should be able to join whatever club they want to be able to join.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think those clubs should get any kind of preferential treatment from the government. I don't think anybody should have violence used against them, whether that person is management or whether that person's a worker or whether that person's a worker by violence by other workers, whatever it is, that violence isn't the solution.
And don't forget, the more competition there is in the marketplace, the more competition there will be for the best employees, and so bosses will want to treat their employees well.
Indeed.
And other types of companies where maybe they don't have bosses, maybe everyone's a co-op or something.
I think it comes down to attitude. Of employees and management. 855-450-FREE.
Get in the zone. Prices at the pump are tough to take right now, but the experts at AutoZone have advice to make saving gas as easy as 1, 2, 3. 1, keep your tires properly inflated. 2, perform a simple tune-up. And 3, pour in a bottle of fuel system cleaner. Doing these 3 simple things can help make a real difference so you can stretch out the time between fill-ups and stretch your gas dollars further. Come on into AutoZone today for even more gas-saving tips, because parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone!
AutoZone.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. June 1st, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,549.60. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,588.75, $794.38 for a half ounce, or $397.19 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,588.75, $794.38, and $397.19.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Emergency Essentials has Mountain House deals in June. Going on now, Emergency Essentials, the 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies, does it again with up to 25% off Mountain House foods. Don't miss these savings. All Mountain House number 10 cans are 20 to 25% off during the month of June only at BePrepared.com. Mountain House foods have superior taste and a scientifically proven 25-year shelf life because they start with fresh or frozen foods, then cook, prepare, and finally freeze dry them. All the goodness, flavor, and taste are locked in as if handmade from scratch. Mountain House, the same great meals enjoyed by campers and outdoorsmen the world over. Hurry now through June 30th. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and the BePrepared.com low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at HerbalHealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. You can call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live with Mark.
And Stephanie.
We have a new advertiser on Free Talk Live, and I'm very excited about them. It's the Sea Crane Company. Stephanie, cool. You're familiar?
Yes, yeah.
They are a company that, you know, radios really have been their thing all along, but they're into all kinds of technology. And there's a device that they have, and they're known for quality manufacturing. Everything I've ever gotten from the Sea Crane Company has been the best of the best. The only thing that I don't have that I don't currently have that I bought from the Sea Crane Company actually lost in an automobile accident. It didn't break.
So, wow.
There's a device that I now have called the, let's see, I'm going to make sure I get this, USB Wi-Fi Antenna 3. And it's a device that will allow you to get much better Wi-Fi reception on, say, a laptop or computer or something like that. And I don't know, maybe you've got a big home or you've got an office in the basement or some situation where you don't get that great a Wi-Fi reception. This will allow you to get Wi-Fi reception for up to a mile.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, wow. I have a renter that shares the Wi-Fi connection with me, and at my home. And it used to be that if you wanted to get on the internet, you basically had to come sit by the office, my office window. And now he uses this device, and it's just fine where he is. So if you have any kind of connectivity issues with your Wi-Fi, you're not getting it as strong as you'd like, this device will really make that happen for you. And everything made by the Sea Crane Company is made the best. You can go to ccrane.com. That's ccrane.com. They have a toll-free number, but I figure why give it if it's a Wi-Fi antenna, right? I mean, you already have a computer.
So ccrane.com. Yeah, but maybe you're not picking up the internet, so you want to call.
Also, when you check out, they have an opportunity for you to let them know where you heard it from, and you can get a free flashlight if you mention Free Talk Live. So,
ooh, cool.
Take a look. Get a flashlight. Who doesn't need another flashlight?
Your renter can signal to you to turn on like a little SOS with the flashlight to turn on the antenna.
ccrane.com. Let's go to Robert calling from Asheville, North Carolina. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
How's it going, you guys?
All's well.
Excellent. I just wanted to mention something to y'all about a graveyard down at Camp Lejeune, North Carolina, the Marine Corps base.
Is this going to be a ghost story?
Do y'all know about the Marine Corps base?
I know that Camp Lejeune isn't one of the largest Marine Corps bases in the United States.
Right. They've got a graveyard down there where there's a bunch of children buried in the graveyard.
Why would children be buried in the Marine Corps graveyard?
There was the explanation that I received after 2001 was that there was a really bad dose of toxins all throughout the water.
At Camp Lejeune?
Yes.
Okay.
Does that like the red tide or something?
They had toxins in through the water system down there was full of degreasers and military, toxins.
Okay.
Yes,
and through the hospital and through the pregnancies of these women, they lost a bunch of children down at the Marine base.
Oh, my.
Over the years of like 80 or like 55 to 85.
Isn't the military...
They couldn't fix the problem in 30 years?
Over 30 years, man.
Wow.
And they say the military is the biggest polluter, but this is a concrete example of that. Yeah.
Right. This was on where I was born. I was born in the waters. I am the closest thing to a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle that I can think of.
What do you mean born in the waters? So you were
I was conceived and born down in Jacksonville, North Carolina, while my father was in the Marines.
Okay.
And my mother lived on base.
All right.
And I was one of the children that would have been in the graveyard, but instead, I am alive to this day. I'm visually impaired with diabetes. Mm-hmm. I mean, I have severe health issues.
Wow.
But I've had a claim in for over 12 years, and the Marine Corps has yet to talk to me about taking care of that.
Really? So, I mean, what do you put the claim in with the Veterans Administration, or?
I've went through a lot of different organizations.
But you have over 12 years.
I am not a military member, but I am family.
Right.
And was born on the base, so that makes me even closer, I think.
Mm-hmm. And it's seems like I haven't heard anything about children being buried there or having problems with the water.
I went there over the past couple of years. I went there, and there was at least 20 or 30 that I had seen with my own eyes.
Yeah, that's terrible. I'm so sorry to hear about that. I really hope you can get some kind of compensation for that.
Do you have any other plans to push your case or
check it out. You guys, I also have a sister that was born down there who has had a claim in now for over 12 years, and she has the same neurological problems that I have.
Hmm.
The
suspicious.
Studies have been done. The government is holding us on the studies being finalized.
How are they holding you?
They're waiting.
They are not going to touch the claims until the study. Congress has pushed the issues that they're not going to touch the claims until the study.
And are there other people who have the same problems?
There could have been over a million that were affected.
Wow.
From the toxins in the water.
Does that mean there have been a million babies born there?
There were so many hundreds that had died during those years.
Uh-huh.
And then there were so many military members who ended up with cancers and big holes, you know, and all kinds of diseases from drinking the water at an older age.
Robert, please keep us abreast of this. I'm interested if there's any movement in this case. I'm sorry about what happened to you. Thanks for calling in. 855-450-3733 here on Free Talk
Live. Just because the water comes from the city or something like that doesn't mean it's safe to drink, I guess.
I
filter mine.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if that would have helped, but yeah.
I get mine off the side of a mountain and filter it twice.
Yeah.
Frank,
too bad.
In New York. Frank, you're on Free Talk Live.
Ah, good evening.
Frank, yeah, I thought you'd be at the Bilderberg meeting.
That last call is sad, but you know, it's kind of like if you can, you're both too young to remember Vietnam and the Agent Orange debacle, whereby, you know, there were literally hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of vets that had health issues related to the defoliant Agent Orange.
Right.
Yeah, and then there's the depleted uranium, right, going on right now.
They basically said nothing. Oh, it was harmless. It didn't do things until about 95% of the vets died. And then the government finally admitted, you know, 25 or 30 years later that, oh, yes, Agent Orange was a problem. And they still haven't paid off the claims, to the survivors or to the remaining.
Yeah, that's a big problem, because who holds them accountable for using these substances that are really harmful to the environment and people, and they kind of stick around in the environment, too.
They do.
Yeah.
And the sad thing is, when you look at all of the problems in Southeast Asia where that was used, Laos, Cambodia, Vietnam, in the Philippines, it's really tragic when you see, you know, the remnants of that, especially with the birth defects and the problems that, you know, the Vietnamese government had after, you know, the war. So in a sense,
aren't they spraying
I'm
things now in Colombia on the coca plants and stuff?
And always remember, when you're in the military, you lose your civil rights. The government can do whatever it wants to you, and you have no legal claim. And that's the way it's always been from the Tuskegee syphilis study.
Nothing but destruction and death.
Frank, hold the line if you would.
Yes.
855-450-3733. Call in and know what's on your mind. Veterans issues?
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
We take a lot for granted. Lights, water, even food we eat. But what if these things went away? Would you know how to protect your family in a natural or man-made disaster? Would you know how to survive? When disaster hits, power and water are gone and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be waiting in long lines for help. Don't be helpless. Learn the secrets to survival at 123survivalplan.com. Do you know the 37 crucial food items you can't live without? Many people don't have these food items. Learn what you need to hoard at 123survivalplan.com. 123survivalplan.com. Recently, over 1 million people have viewed the video at 123survivalplan.com. These survival secrets are vital. The government suggests we maintain an emergency supply of food and water. But do you know the 37 food items that will fly off grocery shelves or a simple way to treat unsafe drinking water? This information is critical. Find it now on 123survivalplan.com. Don't take your family's safety for granted. Visit 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now. 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. Give us a call. Talk about whatever you want to talk about. We've been all over the board tonight. Well, you know, and that's the way Free Talk Live goes.
Yeah.
It's Mark with you.
And Stephanie.
Yeah, we started out talking about kids and corporal punishment and, you know, went on to unions and, you know, poisoned water at Camp Lejeune. You never know what's going to happen on Free Talk Live.
I want to ask Frank about the Bilderberg Conference, right?
That's right. We'll find out in just a second. Frank's on the line from New York City. Bitcoin's the world's first potentially anonymous digital cash. With Bitcoins, you don't have to sign any contracts or click on any terms of service. It's an open source software where you can send and receive money. They're digital currency. They're the digital cash. They're cash for the internet. And you can send and receive them without any fees. You don't need permission from any banking organization to do it. To learn more, visit weusecoins.org. They're great. And, you know, the big advantage is really the no fees. Now, thanks to BitInstant.com, you can have Bitcoins in less than an hour by depositing cash at any major bank. You can buy your Bitcoins with cash at BitInstant.com. They'll give you the instructions there, BitInstant.com. So let's go back to Frank in New York. Frank, you're back on Free Talk Live.
Hi, good. Yeah, as I said, the reason why I called in tonight was I wanted to, you know, commend the protesters in Chantilly, Virginia, you know, for making their voices known and standing up for, you know, the human and civil rights that really everyone on the planet has, not just the elite, the 0.0023% of the world's population that believes it owns everything. And I think it's time, you know, for the voice of reason and the voice of disgust worldwide to materialize. And, as I said, what's interesting about it, too, it's the first time the British press has covered it with any detail. I was reading the Guardian today and the Independent, and both of the British papers have quite a few articles devoted to the event and to the protesters. And, you know, it's nice that for the first time they're covering it. And sadly, a lot of our newspapers here aren't. So
what do you think is the most relevant thing that's occurred there at the protest? I've seen news stories of the protest, but I really haven't paid much attention otherwise.
Well, the way this country is set up right now, with Obama being the sole arbiter of who lives and who dies without habeas corpus, and allowing the allowing his pen, you know, to terminate people's lives in this country and abroad without due process, it's really, you know, crossing the Rubicon. And it's interesting that there were more articles about that in the foreign press last week than in any of the American papers. So in a sense, we have to realize that, you know, if 90% or 80% of the population is going to be culled, as a number of insiders would like that to happen, it's time to figure out, you know, are the 80 or 90% going to go down on their knees, or are they going to go down swinging and take, you know, some of the 0.002356% of the population that, you know, controls the vast majority of the wealth and the corporation.
What does that mean, go down swinging?
Like, well, it means if you're going to go down, you know, groveling on your knees, or you're going to go down swinging, you know, making
like with
stand
violence? Because I can't really support.
Well, you know, it's interesting. It's intriguing when you have people presenting, you know, programs about destabilizing populations, destabilizing regimes that are legitimate sovereign governments, and, you know, to say that any kind of resistance to that, which according to the UN Charter of Rights and Freedoms, people have a right to resist their oppressors. And, you know, I think people are going to have to find out their own truth, what's happening to them, you know, and
you're being very careful about what you say, Frank, but like, what are you doing? Are you arming up or something like that? Because I think we've talked about that a lot on this program, and
no,
really,
I'm not arming up because
good.
Where I live, you know, one can't arm up. But the point is,
are you getting in
when
the good graces of the Bilderberg?
Their 401k, their retirement fund, and their house is taken, and their jobs are taken, they're going to wake up very quickly and say, who did this? It was done because this senator did this. Or who was the senator that introduced the provisions?
It seems like people don't really blame
people
the government,
from
though.
Protesting.
But it
whenever
sounds like
there's
so,
a
Frank,
Secret Service person or government official. Well, we know who
Frank,
did that. That was Carl
Frank,
Levin.
It sounds like, Frank, it sounds like people don't usually blame the government for these things, though. I see a lot of anger directed at corporations.
Well, the corporations, the government, it represents the interests of the corporations right now. And
yep, I agree, but people don't.
The senators, they all basically represent the corporate interests through the political action committees and the way it's funded. They're not representing
sure.
the Americans or even following the rule of law and the Constitution. So in a sense, When the system collapses, people are going to say, well, who allowed this to happen? Oh, it was this president, Bill Clinton,
right.
that terminated Glass
Maybe.
Steagall.
And sadly, it's the president that always bears bears it all. Like, there's 535 other people that are elected.
Of course, but the point is, let me finish. There's a record, there's a paper trail with every bill that's been introduced, who voted for it, who voted against it. When people realize that these bills that have been passed, such as the National Defense Authorization Act of 2011, that has the provisions for indefinite detainment, provisions of the Homeland Security Act, Patriot Act 1 and 2, the Military Commissions Act of 2006. All of these laws have been written by people and introduced by senators and congressmen and voted by them. And I think the record is there, and it's time for people to say, oh, this is what caused this event, therefore these people should be brought to trial for treason, they did this, and then after they're tried in this country, send them over to The Hague to be tried, or send them to Afghanistan, Iraq.
I kind of doubt that's going to happen,
well,
though.
Well, I do, too, but the point is, the system is going to collapse, and when it does, the people that have lost everything are going to be awfully mad. They're not just going to be little sheep.
Yeah.
You know,
once,
being
the
led
system,
off to the slaughter.
And,
I mean, certainly a lot of people will be little sheep. But, you know, I think right now the Rubicon has been crossed.
The Rubicon looks pretty muddy. I mean, it's been crossed so darn many times, it's like a zigzag across
that thing. The point is this. You're saying, well, nothing's going to happen. Nothing has happened in the past because everyone sort of got a piece of the pie, a little bit of the action. But the point is, when it collapses completely and those pension funds are gone, there's no money with regard to security or savings, or when the government decides to confiscate the gold because China's going to demand payment within 2 years of a percentage of their
debt. You think that's going to happen? You think
gold?
The government's going to outlaw individual possession of gold again?
Oh, I think that'll happen, definitely. Just like FDR did in 1934, we're going to see that happen after 2012.
They already are sort of telling people, like, well, you're going to have to cut back. You're really going to have to scrimp and save and stuff. But, of course, we all know that the government doesn't do that, you know.
Yeah.
Well,
they're,
you know, the government
all about austerity
right now
measures,
is,
right?
The government is doing a lot of building outside of Washington. Denver, there's a new national NSA, national security
in Utah?
Complex that's being built out in the West. It's going to house all of the data from the past 10 years
I
with regard to
already.
Emails and all sorts of things. I mean, we're talking about the government that's spending trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars on its own infrastructure, while letting the people here, you know, in the cities, you know, let that infrastructure collapse, or when the communities declare bankruptcy. If you look at the states right now, of the 50 states, over 46 are bankrupt. And
well,
that says
they're
something.
Certainly on their way. Frank,
no, they actually are. Unless they can borrow, they can't make the next, you know, fiscal year. So
now,
we're in a,
as long as you can still borrow, 855-450-3733, Free Talk Live. Your thoughts next.
There's a legendary piece of equipment in the radio world. It's the CC Radio 2. It has the best AM reception, bar none, thanks to their twin-coil ferrite AM antenna. It also has stellar FM reception, plus ham and weather. I recently got one. It's the nicest radio I've ever owned. If you're not familiar with the Sea Crane Company, their products are lauded for their quality by experts the world over. I highly endorse the Sea Crane Company. Get the CC Radio 2 at seacrane.com. CCRANE.com.
What has happened to America, and when did it become okay for the government to extort wealth from the American people? As a former law enforcement officer, I have explained in my new book, In Plain Sight, The Disregarded Truth, how absolute property ownership has been denied to the American people, how and why inflation is fleecing America, how law enforcement officers are being used to suppress and criminalize the beliefs of liberty and freedom. In Plain Sight explains how we can restore what was once a free America. Get your copy of In Plain Sight, The Disregarded Truth today at Amazon.com.
There are so many benefits you can get from taking unheated whey protein. It helps put out the fire of inflammation and the pain it is causing. Eliminate the craving for carbohydrates, better sense of well-being, weight loss, muscle strength, energy and growth, and optimal glutathione production. Glutathione is the number one means by which you detoxify all toxins, and this is vital to you feeling and looking good again. Consuming One World Whey is the most powerful way to raise glutathione. People report the elimination of pain and bloating after 1 month, as well as an improvement in strength, energy, and blood sugar. Children love the flavor and prefer it over junk food. One World Whey is performing mighty miracles for young and old. It is superior, unique, and unprecedented from any other whey protein powder on the market. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of KNOCKOUT pain cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. LifeStraw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a 1-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-453, that's the stakehold toll-free call in line here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. And, Stephanie,
yes.
In just a few days,
oh yeah,
the Porcupine Freedom Festival will begin.
Mm-hmm. I am very excited. If you listen to the Liberty Radio Network, you'll hear me saying, I am so excited about Porkfest.
LRN.FM, it's a little side project of Free Talk Live that we do here.
Uh-huh, yeah, it's a little radio network. But Porkfest is the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and it's a camping event for people who like liberty. It's going to be happening this June 18th to the 24th up at Rogers Campground in Lancaster, New Hampshire. It's been there for the past couple of years, and we really... What, Mark's making a face at me.
Nope,
everything
nope.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, well, we're very excited about it. It's been there for the past couple of years. It's been really fun. I mean, really, really fun. Food, activities, concerts, comedy, live radio shows like Free Talk Live. We're going to be there, Mark. We'll be setting up Free Talk Live on the 17th, actually, the day before Porkfest starts.
That's right.
We're going to be doing Free Talk Live Sunday edition from there. That'll be, what, 2 weeks from now?
Is it 2 weeks from now?
Yeah.
Very soon.
Yep. So, yes, couldn't be more excited about that. There's still time to get your tickets at the Happy Porcupine, happyporcupine.info.
And one thing you don't want to do is leave it until Porkfest to get your tickets, because you're going to be standing in a very long line.
Yeah.
You're going to arrive at Rogers Campground after hours of driving. Even if you're coming from New Hampshire, it's hours of driving. And you want to get to your campsite and get set up. You don't want to have to worry about your tickets, so get them now.
Definitely. So one more time, happyporcupine.info. Also, you're going to need to get a campsite, too, or make a reservation with Rogers Campground, but all the info is on the website, happyporcupine.info.
Excellent. So we were just talking to Frank from New York, and, you know, there were so many things discussed that that I didn't ever got a chance to get in and get my thoughts out on them. Mm. But, you know, it's like the sort of scary government predictions of the future, these dystopian predictions. And there's no doubt that tyranny has its consequences, and the United States is not on a path of liberty. At one point, I would say that it probably was in the relatively recent past. Not to say that it was ever a free place, because you know that's an absolute. But it seemed like things were getting better and better. And now I think that the only hope that man has seems to be technology.
Technology allowing you to live in different places, freeing up your free time. Yeah, I mean, I'm a big fan, actually, of getting as much freedom as I can in my own life, you know.
And the Internet's been huge for that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's
but there's only so much you can get when you live in a police state and a really intrusive government and, you know, huge taxes are all around you.
Well, most people don't feel the police state. Most people just feel the...
I think more people are starting to feel it, right?
See it.
Yeah.
I don't know. People like, I see it, but I don't feel it. I don't deal with police officers on a regular basis. Generally...
Well, what about when you go to the airport? I mean, I know you don't fly too often.
I try to avoid it, and 30%, you know, domestic and or international flights into this country are down by 30% as a result of, well, in my opinion, the police state at the airport, certainly. But, you know, a lot of people are just used to doing that.
But are you, Mark, at the point of you know, getting an AK-47 and saying, like, I'm going to defend my liberty or whatever? I mean,
I don't think it's effective.
No, me neither. And I wouldn't want to do that, and I wouldn't want to even think about it because it would stress me out, and I'd be less free because I'd be worrying about it all the time.
I agree with you on that.
There are some things you can do maybe to protect yourself, like, I don't know, you know, invest in whatever precious metals or buy some food.
They say gold's going to rally here in the future. I don't know. I hope so.
I don't know either, but I mean, like, there are things that you can do if you believe that there is a big collapse coming or that you might not be able to get food for a couple weeks in some event or something like that.
Yeah, you should have food stocked up.
Sure. It's never a bad idea. You can always eat it if it doesn't happen, you know.
Indeed.
And water and you know, at least provisions for, you know, a couple weeks, right? Just in case something happens. And then you won't have to worry about it. It won't be on your mind. And to me, that's the point of preparedness, is so that it sets you free, not so that you spend all of your time preparing for the big one, you know, worrying about it and thinking it's going to happen any day now and getting all kinds of more stuff. And no, I mean, it should be something that you do and you feel peace of mind and then you let it go, you know.
Seems like it to me. I don't think anybody can predict what's going to happen with the government in the future. I mean, it's certainly getting more tyrannical. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, we can predict that much, right? That it's going to grow and become more intrusive. Yeah.
It's a prediction that seems pretty accurate.
Yeah.
I mean, there's very few instances where the government in American history has shrank. One thing's for sure, all empires fall. They all fall.
Yep.
And the United States is, some people have called it a reluctant empire, but it seems to have grown into the shoes of the empire shoes pretty well to me.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, they're not conquering lands and taking them over, but they certainly are controlling people through the sort of puppet dictators and that sort of thing. You know, the Karzai is probably the most recent and best example in Afghanistan. They, you know, put this guy in control and said, oh, yeah, here, folks, this is your new interim leader, and vote for him. It'll be a good idea. And then he turns on them. You know, he'll be the bad guy in 10 or 15 years. You just wait and see. But, you know, I mean, is the United States going to crash in 5 years? Is it going to be 50? I don't know. I don't think there's any way to know.
Mm-hmm.
I think that, you know, the best thing you can do is be prepared. And, you know, I don't even know what that looks like. Is it a good idea to carry debt? Is it not a good idea to carry debt? It seems like it's a good idea to have some food around. It certainly seems like a good idea to have some ammunition and maybe a rifle to go hunting with.
Well, there's the signals that they're sending right now, which, you know, of course the government sets the interest rates, right? And so to set them low is saying, yeah, get, you know, borrow as much as you want. And that's what creates the credit cycle, right? Or the business cycle. Mm-hmm. And my terminology, I haven't read Mises.org in a while.
The business cycle, yeah.
The business cycle. But the government is sending signals to people that probably aren't real market signals, and so that can distort things, right?
Sure.
I don't know.
During the housing boom, I mean, you know, there's lots of people in construction companies that took out huge amounts of debt. Why did they take out debt? Because there was a huge amount of business. And then the bubble burst.
And cheaply available credit, right?
Right.
Causing malinvestment. Right. And then malinvestment is in things that, you know, maybe didn't really need to be built. Right. And then somehow they find out that, hey, these things weren't great projects, and then they have to liquidate them.
And it's very costly. I can't remember how many fewer households there are than there were in 2005.
Yeah, a lot of people have moved back in with their parents.
Yeah,
and,
consolidation.
Yeah.
Or parents have moved in with their children. Yeah. And I think there's like 20% fewer households in the United States than there were.
Yeah.
And This is shocking. This is a shocking thing. The idea that, you know, people who once lived on their own are now living with family, and there's just that fewer need of structures and domiciles.
But you know, violence isn't going to solve that. Like, one of the things I really wanted to say, like, that this call made me think of from Frank, like, he was kind of dancing on a line, but he was really saying something like, well, I don't know, are people going to go on their knees and beg and scrape, or are they going to go swinging, like, implying violence? And, well, you know, I heard this really interesting interview with a Holocaust survivor, mm-hmm. and she was a little girl during the Holocaust, but her mother, like, just used all these really creative tactics and basically networking to evade and escape the Nazis. And what she would do is find out information from her neighbors. She would talk to people. She would kind of charm, like, she would see the police on the corner, and she would, like, make up lies, and she would charm her way out of situations. And her and her girl survived. They ran away. They fled. They fled Poland, which is where they were. They were in the Warsaw Ghetto. And she lived to tell the tale. And her mother lived until an older age.
I love the idea. It sounds great. So,
but if they had taken up guns and armed resistance, they wouldn't have lived.
Individually, that much is true. But, certainly when you're dealing with...
Do you care more about your own life or about the lives of maybe other people?
My life and my family's, my family's lives are the most important lives to me.
I don't want to sacrifice my life for other people, you know.
And revolutions are inevitable when it comes to tyrannical organizations. I mean,
just escaping,
what are they
getting away.
Look like? These things always change. And with technology, I'd spoken how technology is freeing us, but it's this double-edged sword. The government has not slept when it comes to technology. They have increased their level of lethal and non-lethal weapons to the point that any kind of resistance can be dealt with. And it is becoming far less likely that you're going to be able to deal with a government in a violent fashion. Now, at some point or another, it weakens to the point that a revolution, can then take it over. But revolution just means installing the new guy.
Mm-hmm. They happen regularly in other parts of the world. And if you read about it, not a lot changes most of the time.
No, it's just a new dictator, same as the hail to the new chief.
Very bloody. So, I guess what path do you want to take? Peace, violence, and I choose peace.
855-450-3733. Free Talk Live. Your thoughts are welcome. 855-450-FREE.
Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some Bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're an Australian trying to figure out how to buy bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com.
Get in the zone! Prices at the pump are tough to take right now, but the experts at AutoZone have advice to make saving gas as easy as 1, 2, 3. 1, keep your tires properly inflated. 2, perform a simple tune-up. And 3, pour in a bottle of fuel system cleaner. Doing these 3 simple things can help make a real difference so you can stretch out the time between fill-ups and stretch your gas dollars further. Come on into AutoZone today for even more gas-saving tips, because parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone!
AutoZone.